right now, the way that climate change is framed in the media and the way that people talk about it here in the United States and in cities is that climate change, climate chaos is going to affect people, is only going to really affect people who live on the land, right? There's this fallacy that urban communities won't be affected so much. And so we see it as a central task of this moment to focus on grassroots organizing in communities. We focus specifically and especially on working class communities of color in urban centers. And so we feel it's important to build sort of on three fronts. So we talk about building resistance, resilience, and reimagining. So resistance, I think, is pretty obvious. We're all talking about it. Resilience being the reality that we need to find new ways to organize ourselves and to learn how to share and to learn how to live within our ecological, you know, boundaries or limits or watershed, food sheds, things like that. And reimagining that, you know, we have been so sort of hindered by the constructs of what's forced upon us as our daily lives that it's very difficult to see the possibility of living in cooperation with one another or living in, you know, in a reflective, responsive relationship to the place that we live. So two things that we really think that folks should be doing, two strategies that folks can use on the local level to start to build these three components of building power. One is climate action plans on the local level. In Oakland, the city of Oakland is right now in the process of drafting a local climate action plan. And there's been a coalition form called the Oakland Climate Action Coalition. And we're trying to use this as an opportunity to actually advance that climate is actually about everything, right? It's about food, it's about water, it's about the way we live, it's about transportation and land use, it's about adaptation and you know, resilience, it's about community participation. The second strategy is sort of this idea of resilient zones, we'll call them, or reclaiming the commons is something that people talk a lot about. And this is the idea that if there is vacant land, that land should be available, should just be taken, basically, by neighborhoods for gardens. And an example of this actually is right here in our backyards and in San Francisco. Power discovered that the largest landholder in the city of San Francisco is the school district, and so, which is a public entity. It's the people's land. And there are many underutilized or now closed down schoolyards. And so Power has been working to try to talk to the school district, negotiate with the school district an agreement to try to use some of these vacant schoolyards for farmers markets, for gardens, for, you know, flea markets, ways for people to generate their own grassroots economy that is rooted in, you know, human relationships and is a local economy. So I think those are a couple of examples that point to a path of how we can be investing, I think, especially in local community organizing that is going to start to open up the possibilities of what a climate justice, like a new climate justice movement that can actually build power to shift the tide and move us from a, like, from a get mine to a share ours kind of infrastructure that we need.